The Israeli military has deployed hundreds of troops in Israeli cities to back up police forces encountering a wave of deadly Palestinian shooting and stabbing attacks. Further inciting tension, Israel's security minister says the bodies of Palestinians killed by Israeli police would not be returned to their families. 8 Israelis and 27 Palestinians have died in a month of Israeli-Palestinian unrest. Noga Tarnopolsky is a Jerusalem-based reporter. Noga, on this program yesterday, former Ambassador Martin Indyk suggested that a third intifada was taking shape. It was going to take the form of stabbings and unarmed brutality to make the point that being so closely entwined, Israelis and Palestinians cannot live together unless something significant changes.
Well, you know, third intifada have become really the buzzwords. I would say much before this uprising even started, everybody has been waiting for third intifada. I'm not sure. I'm not at the point where I would say that yet. An intifada, which is a real uprising, would mean a massive, to me, a massive popular revolt. And that's not what we're seeing. What we are seeing is an eruption of young, frustrated Palestinians launching kind of individual attacks that are frightening for Israelis, but cause a limited amount of real damage and don't threaten, you know, even the daily lives of Israelis, really. And we're seeing the Israeli government respond, in fact, as if it were the second intifada, which was an organized and armed uprising. So my feeling is that we're sort of leaderless on both sides, and that's always dangerous. But I'm not sure yet that this is going to spread into being, you know, a massive social movement.
Is there a generationally driven frustration driving this in the sense that the first intifada that I covered was the reflection of a generation that had absolutely been frustrated with nothing happening in most of their lifetime, and these were 20 and 30-year-olds? Similarly, a new generation exploded in the 1990s, and now we're, you know, a similar period of years away, and it's a different form, a different group of youths who are involved here. Do you see that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, in terms of the gap of years and mounting frustrations, that's absolutely true. But there are also significant differences. What we're seeing now is much more individual. We're talking about an infinitesimal part of the Palestinian population. We're not seeing right now a national revolt among Palestinians. What we're seeing is a few hundred young people, among whom a minority are willing to really be violent, get up in the morning and instead of going to their electrician's job, attack a soldier with a screwdriver. Or two guys get on a bus and try and hack, you know, passengers with a cleaver. Yesterday we saw something that did scare Israelis more, which is an East Jerusalem resident who worked for the Israeli National Telephone Company used his car to ram into a number of Israeli civilians standing by a bus stop. And after his car stopped, because it crashed into the bus stop, he got out of his car with a cleaver and started hacking people. Two people died there. So these things are frightening, but they're incredibly individual. So if we start seeing that there are 8 of these attacks a day for a sustained number of days, then my response to you would absolutely be, yes, what we're seeing is a generational revolt, exactly the kind that you described. My profound hope is that people are tired of it and afraid. And again, I don't yet feel a massive revolt underway. And I think many, many Palestinians who are furious at the Israelis and very frustrated with their own leadership, which is, these are almost universal feelings, I think they still feel that they've got something to lose and that they are not willing to enter a state of war in which they would lose a tremendous amount right now.
Noga Tarnopolsky is a Jerusalem-based reporter. Noga, thank you very much.
Thank you.